left off with Damien asking Giannina to marry him in a very epically comical proposal that we coined probably one of the worst proposals in the history of proposals. Yeah. Just so long and drawn out. Pick up the box. Oh, the box is empty. The bow on the box is on my hand. Giannina, I am your gift. The nerve. The
audacity.
God. So that's where we left off. And Giannina, she is truly this man's match because she had a whole epic soliloquy of her own.
Right back. I think she was going to do this anyway.
She had it planned anyways. Yes. Yeah. She did. So she has a whole thing. I wanted to tell you something. Something, you know, that I don't believe in is roles and labels. I do whatever I want. And what I want is you. Damien, please stand up. And Damien's like, I am standing.
This is like, fuck? This is like, the only thing I can think of is like a play. It's like a play or a movie.
It's like a Shakespearean comedy. A parody of a play. Yes. A parody of a Shakespearean comedy is what we're watching. Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. And then she continues, you know, I've been trying to find my soulmate. I see you as my equal. So I want to ask you, Damien Powers, will you marry me?
Oh, my God.
I cannot. I will marry you, Giannina. Just the whole thing. Like, so cringe. So cringe. And then Giannina in her confessional, she's like, so I'm engaged to someone I've never met before. And that is so me. Red flag.
Yeah, numero dos. Because she already said she self-sabotages. So this is number two.
This is number two, Damien. Are you paying attention? Mm-hmm. Red flag. This whole entire show concept is ridiculous. Yes. Nobody should be like, oh, yeah, this is so me. No.
Also, this should not be a time where you should be as self-serving as saying this is so me.
That too. Exactly.
That's pretty narcissistic to say.
Very narcissistic. And, I mean, I know you like to say Mark is there for TV. Giannina.
Oh, yeah.
She might be there for TV,
she
too.
She could be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If this is her first response in her confessional. This is so me. Yeah. What is this? You just got engaged. This is a we thing, right. Not a me thing.
Yes.
Like, how are we at me already, right. Girl? Like, oh, Lord. So we're day 9 in the pods. Barnett and Mark are talking. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, mind you, they're in a little trio, triangle thing.
Yes.
Miss Messica. Mark calls Barnett out for telling Jessica that he would marry her.
Yeah. Wow.
And tells him, like, you need to be honest with the other women. Mm-hmm. So, figure your shit out, bro. And Mark said, you know, he doesn't want to be wishy-washy like Barnett because he knows what he wants and he wants Jessica. And he's been very clear on that. And that's his girl, I guess.
I guess.
So Mark and Jessica, they're in the pods, and he's just so in love with this girl.
So in love with her. I don't understand. Yes, I do. She makes the best Italian beef, and she's a
from
fucking
Chicago.
Christian, too, or whatever they've said.
Yeah, the two little things. A motherfucking Christian like me.
A motherfucking Christian ass kids. Like, okay.
God. But yeah, basically that's it. And yeah, he goes in, he's all ready for this. You know, the first time I heard your voice, I just knew. I promise every day I'll love you. I want you to picture this kid from Chicago with his heart in his hands, getting down on one knee and getting on one knee to ask you to marry me. Mm-hmm. And that's just like dead silence.
So silent. And then she's just
so
sobbing.
Silent.
Yeah.
Sobbing. Mark literally was like, hello. He had to like check in that he wasn't proposing to the air.
She didn't just run out.
Like really like ran out. Yeah.
She should have done, but that's okay. We could keep going.
And yeah, she's just like, of course, you know, I want forever with you. I don't want this to end. Mm. God put me here for you. Don't bring Jesus
right.
into this girl.
No, uh-uh.
What are we not going to do? Leave Sir Christ alone. Thank you. And then, yeah, they're just in the bliss, saying I love you over and over. Uh-huh. And All that jazz.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.